The primary race between Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey and Congressman Joe Kennedy will take center stage tonight in Springfield, where the two will face each other in a debate co-sponsored by WBUR. I'm a panelist on the debate, and joining us now to talk about what to expect tonight is WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks. Hi there, Anthony.
Good morning, Bob.
So when Joe Kennedy announced that he was challenging Ed Markey for this Senate seat months ago, this was billed as one of the hottest primary races in the country. But then the pandemic hit and the races pretty much dropped out of sight. Given that, what challenges do they face tonight as they debate each other?
Well, this is their best chance in a while to remind Massachusetts voters that they have a big decision to make come September. Kennedy's challenge is to really sharpen his case that a veteran senator, Ed Markey, with whom he agrees on most issues, should be fired. Markey will stress his long experience as a leading progressive in Washington, but his challenge will be to convince voters why that matters. And frankly, to be noticed more than he has, because polls suggest that lots of Massachusetts voters don't know as much as they should about Markey, given his many years of service. And that's a problem when you're running in Massachusetts against someone named Kennedy.
You mentioned that they agree on most issues, Anthony. Honestly, that's what makes this a puzzling race for many voters here.
Yeah, it's true. They agree on just about everything. For example, they agree on the Green New Deal, which Markey co-sponsored. They agree on Medicare for all, immigrant rights, stricter gun control. They also agree on how to respond to the current economic crisis caused by the pandemic. For example, Markey co-sponsored a bill with Senators Bernie Sanders and Kamala Harris that would send American families as much as $4,000 a month in direct cash payment. Here he is talking about that last month.
We're back to the Great Depression. Herbert Hoover did not understand the magnitude of the response which was necessary. We're at that same point right now. Donald Trump does not understand. So we're introducing a Rooseveltian level response.
And Bob, Kennedy also advocates generous cash payments, as he told me just recently.
Back in early March, I proposed a series of reforms in order to try to help families navigate through this crisis, and direct cash payments was one of them.
That's Joe Kennedy. Before that, Ed Markey. Anthony, that's what they have in common. What about their differences?
Well, the Markey campaign touts a long record of promoting progressive causes by the senator, from the nuclear freeze movement way back in the 1980s to the Green New Deal, which he co-sponsored with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez just last year. And the progressive group, Our Revolution Massachusetts, has endorsed him. But it has to be said that both Markey and Kennedy have pretty progressive records. According to Progressive Punch, which rates members of Congress, Markey gets a progressive voting score of 99%, Kennedy's score 97%. So they're both high A's, either way you look at it. But lately, in an effort to sharpen his case against Markey, Kennedy is suggesting that Markey doesn't spend enough time in Massachusetts.
You can't afford to have absent leadership. You do have to be here. And you have to be here because you need to be listening to the concerns and the causes of the people around your state. It is awfully hard to know that and to see it and to feel it if you're just not here.
Anthony, that charge against Markey that he spends too much time in Maryland at his Chevy Chase house has come up in past elections. So how's he responding to it this time around?
Well, pretty much the same way that he's responded to it in the past, and that is he rejects it. Here's what he told me.
And Anthony, as you talk to me, I'm here in my dining room in Malden, in the house in which I grew up. It isn't just where I live. It's how I live. It's the people who I fight for every single day.
And Bob, maybe the biggest difference between these two, rather than policy, it's that they represent very different backgrounds and different generations. Markey is the son of a milkman. Kennedy's a Kennedy, right? And he's 39. Markey is 73, and he's been representing Massachusetts and Washington since before Kennedy was even born. So if Markey's strongest argument is his long experience, Kennedy's might be that he represents the generational change that the Democratic Party needs.
Anthony, this debate tonight may be the first time that for many voters they've seen these two guys face-to-face going at it in this campaign, so it could be an important moment.
Absolutely. I mean, as we mentioned at the top of our talk, so much of this campaign has been drowned out by the horror and terrible news around the pandemic. So this really is their first time in a while to come before voters and make their case. But I guess the question is, Bob, how many folks are going to be there watching as these two guys make their cases tonight?
Well, WBUR will be there tonight as Ed Markey and Joe Kennedy debate. You can hear it here on WBUR at 7 p.m. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks, thanks very much.
My pleasure, Bob. Thank you.